The Christian philosopher Blaise Pascal once famously said, "One Christian is no Christian." We need, in the words of our psalm this morning, the congregation of the faithful. We've just heard Jesus say, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Jesus is among us when we gather in community. We need community. And so, what kind of community are we called to be? One thing that today's gospel passage shows us is that church communities are not called to be places free from conflict. Jesus seems to proceed here on the basis that conflict in Christian community is normal and natural. And so, as followers of Jesus, our communities are to be places of life together, where conflicts happen in healthy, constructive ways. Our communities are to be places where loving relationships are central and where reconciliation and connection are at the heart of the beloved community. Jesus does offer a way forward, a formula for conflict resolution in today's gospel passage. It's important to note that this formula is sandwiched between two parables that underscore love, mercy, and inclusion. Before today's verses, we have the parable of the lost sheep, in which God leaves the 99 sheep in order to find and save the one that's gone astray, so that not one of these little ones should be lost. And following today's verses, the parable of the unforgiving servant, a call to forgiveness that we'll look at next week. And so the implication is that while conflict should be faced squarely and wisely, our approach should always be framed by mercy and love and generosity. The process formula that Jesus sets out offers principles for healthy relationships and communities. Where there is conflict, begin with direct communication, speaking with the person or people who have created and can change the issue of concern. Start with the smallest group possible, one-on-one, or one-on-one with a witness, and then carefully, incrementally widen the group if necessary. This passage has been misused and abused, treated not as a touchstone for healthy relationships and communities, but as a formula for exclusion. The verse that can and has caused so much division. "Let such be one to you as a Gentile and a tax collector." But let's remember who said these words. Jesus. What did Jesus do in his interactions with Gentiles and tax collectors? He sat and talked and ate and drank with them. He called for repentance when necessary, and he offered them God's grace and forgiving love again and again. This verse is not the end of a formula, not the final box to be ticked in a process, but rather an ongoing commitment, a continuing to offer and live out God's love. And we know what happens in Jesus' ministry to Gentiles and tax collectors. In surprising, graceful ways, these supposed outsiders are ultimately included in both Jesus' mission and in the beloved community. As followers of Jesus, we are called to remember that his ministry, and therefore our ministry, is one of reconciliation, liberation, justice, healing, and loving repair of the world. This means that conflict is not about division, but about reconciliation and repair. Our participation in conflict is part of our participating with God in remaking the world with love. In the passage we heard from the letter to the Romans, Paul calls us to put on the armor of light, to put on the Lord Jesus. To do this is to choose love. It is to choose the work of reconciliation. Krista Tippett said this: truth can be told in an instant. Forgiveness can be offered spontaneously. But reconciliation is the work of lifetimes and generations. These steps, formulas, principles for dealing with conflict are part of being in community as followers of Jesus. There is a deeper discernment that this passage calls us to, though, in our understanding of what kind of community we are called to be, though. This deeper discernment has to do with power. Approaching these verses with exclusion in mind, looking for a cut and dried formula that takes us to a place that allows us to judge and exclude and ostracize. This is about the love of power. Love of power is about control and an us versus them approach to life. All too often, this is the way of our world. It's what causes division, violence, and disconnection. It is not the love of power that Jesus invites us into. Love of power isn't the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus is about the power of love. We heard reference to binding and loosing 2 weeks ago when Jesus said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." We are called to be communities that bind and loosen with the power of love. And this binding and loosening isn't limited to those in authority. We all have the power to bind and loosen. The Dalai Lama said this: many people today agree that we need to reduce violence in our society. If we are truly serious about this, we must deal with the roots of violence, particularly those that exist within each of us. We need to embrace inner disarmament, reducing our own emotions of suspicion, hatred, and hostility toward our brothers and sisters. We are called to this inner disarmament as we face conflict in our communities and in our world. When we are in community, when we are faced with conflict, we can bind each other tightly into polarized positions with our words and actions. Or we can loosen ourselves from ego and pride, from assumptions and stereotypes. We can loosen ourselves from fear of conflict, and we can bind ourselves to the power of love made known in the way of Jesus, a way that is generous and open to change, a way that makes space to work through conflict with love. This is the kind of community that we are called to be as followers of Jesus. I've mentioned the late Bishop Wesley Frenzdorf's addresses in the late 1980s. inviting the church to dream. He said this: "Let us dream of a people called to recognize all the absurdities in ourselves and in one another, including the absurdity that is love. Serious about the call and the mission, but not very much about ourselves, who, in the company of our playful, life-giving Redeemer, can dance and sing and laugh and cry in worship, in ministry, and even in conflict." Jesus invites us to see that we are called to be in community, bound by the power of love, even, especially in conflict. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to sing and laugh and cry and share in the sacraments, feeling the power of love and letting that love guide and shape us. This is the kind of community we are called to be as followers of Jesus. I give thanks every day for this community of ascension, where we gather as beloved followers of Jesus to embrace the power of love. May we all feel that power of love this morning, and may we continue to bind and loosen, to disarm and change and grow, and to repair the world. In Jesus' name, amen.